Next year's spending plan does not come up for official assembly approval until meetings in May and June. However, borough staff presented the assembly with a draft budget in the past few weeks and asked for early direction about changes they'd like to see. Assembly members last week proposed cutting appropriations to the school district, Petersburg Mental Health Services, and other local organizations, along with borough departments. However, they fell short of the four-vote majority needed to suggest those changes. The talk of budget reductions prompted opposition from the public this week. Sue Paulson said she opposed across-the-board budget reductions.
We all know this is a time of transition when it comes to the city of Petersburg becoming the Petersburg borough. And there's going to be a big change in the tax base. And there will no doubt be discussions about what appropriate budget reserves in each area ought to be. And of course, I bow to you, you'll be having these discussions. It's not going to be easy. But a general reduction in services right off the bat seems to me absolutely inappropriate at this time, not justified by an inarticulated gesture to save money.
Others who testified also sought no reduction in the borough's $1.8 million contribution to the local school district or payments to other community service organizations. Here's teacher Ginger Evans.
And I would just like you to think long and hard, and I know we have some tough planning to do as far as long-term goals with a budget for the financial stability of our wonderful community, but just we need to take a long-term plan and look. And I think when some of these cuts came out at first, it's quite shocking when there hasn't been mention of any kind of cuts to any budgets. And then all of a sudden, we've already made our making our plans with the district, knowing personally what I've been involved with budget discussions, that we do long-term planning. And I would just ask the same of the assembly.
Parent and coach Matt Powick is a graduate of Petersburg High School and encouraged the assembly to keep school funding at current levels.
You know, I am immensely appreciative of the teachers that we have. I work with closely with some of the teachers as a coach, things like that. They do a heck of a job. I know, you know, my sister's on school board, so I follow things a little more closely than others might. You know, I encourage you as well to look at the budget, find out where we're wasting money, because I just don't see it happening. I think everything that we put into our kids is a very good investment.
Hospital CEO Liz Woodyard thought the borough could bring in more tax revenue.
Just like a hospital, the library, the schools, mental health, the museum, they're all important to bringing people to Petersburg and keeping people here. So I would support personally with more tax, to pay more tax because I think the services are worth it, or tobacco tax or an alcohol tax. Personally, I would, because I feel it's very important and I feel the taxes are pretty reasonable here. So
the borough already will be seeing more tax revenue in the upcoming year just from new property and sales in the expanded municipal boundaries. Money from the state is also expected to increase. Overall, the draft budget anticipates putting aside some $437,000 for future purchases of land or other development. Vice Mayor Cindy Lagadakis also noted that the borough has money saved already.
Currently, we have over $20 million in reserves. That money is being invested, and it is held in reserve for emergencies. In some cases, it's depreciation funds that are allocated to different departments. Though it is allocated to different departments, the Assembly does have the ability to move that money between projects and functions if the need arose. The fund has increased over the last 3 to 4 years by $300,000 to $400,000 every year. Now, it makes sense to keep that money in reserve. I'm not saying that we should get rid of it, but just to let you know that there is money available.
Lagadakis noted that the general fund reserve is currently just under $4 million, only $500,000 from the maximum allowed in policy for that reserve account. Other assembly members said they were glad to hear from the public on the issue. Here's Jay Stanton Greger.
Speaking for myself, it's important to have these discussions now as opposed to the first week in May when we sit down to be having the first official reading of this budget. Frankly speaking, I think the last week, including the meeting, was good democracy. It's good to hear where people were at, good to hear what's important to members of the community, important to hear consequences of decisions we make.
Stanton Greger liked an idea by Kurt Wallhuter to hold community forums about how to address future needs in the borough, and Bob Lynn thought the municipality would have to make some choices in the future, and he did not think people wanted to pay more taxes.
I'll say that I had a young woman talk to me this morning, said that she was holding down two jobs in order to make ends meet, and she says, whatever you do, she says, don't raise taxes. You know, and I'm just saying that on the other side of the coin. And I think we are going to have to take a look at how we're going to continue to make ends meet.
Lynn appreciated that the school budget was on a different schedule from the borough's budget process and did not think it was the right time to make cuts to that contribution. He and others ended up voting to support the staff's draft budget, which maintains the current level of funding to the school district and community service grants. The spending plan will be up for its first official vote in an ordinance before the Assembly at its first meeting in May. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.